So I just wanted to ask, we just want to ask you, what do you think, to you personally, the point of dating is? What's the point of dating?
Someone?
I was gonna say to get to know somebody.
Okay. Yeah. Is it more of a, like, because friends can get to know each other. You can get to know someone as a friend. So go in depth a little bit more what the difference would be.
Having conversations, setting expectations, being able to think about what's coming in the future so you're having those conversations rather than just straight getting married or hopping into something serious. You want to evaluate your circumstances and the person that's going to be in your life with you. Yeah.
Going more in depth into conversation and maybe more intimacy. It's going to be more of an intimate conversation probably rather than you would with a friend.
Very good at.
Currently in a relationship or?
Yeah, I am. It's been it's only been like 2 months. So it's important that you learn a lot about the other person. Conversations, the ones that are fun, the ones that aren't so fun, just so I can set my expectations and know what I'm getting into and keep my future in mind as well as his.
What about you?
Single.
Single.
And ready to mingle.
What's your name?
I'm Nicole.
Oh,
I'm Nicole.
I'm Ashley.
Ashley.
You have Nicole and Ashley.
You want to give your social media or anything?
Yeah. Shout out.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm taking.
Tall Ash, HLF24.
All right. So we're here with this wonderful lady. I'm going to let her tell you her name.
Hi, I'm Becca. For me, the point of dating is to get married, to see who you would want to marry.
Okay. That's good. That's a wise answer right there. You killed it. Are you currently in a relationship?
No, sir. I'm not.
Okay.
5 years.
Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Well done, Becca. Thank you so much.
Okay, awesome.
It's quick. That name?
Alexis.
Yes. So, Alexis, what do you think the point of dating is?
The point of dating to me is to get to know someone to potentially find like a lifelong partner.
Okay. That's a good answer. So are you currently in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
How long has it been?
2.5 years.
Okay. And is it because you feel the weight, because you said it's to find a lifetime person, is it because you feel the weight of like making sure that they're the right person, or are you just taking your time and chilling?
I feel like the older you get, the more selective you get. So it's more about intentional dating, not just trying to share time with someone and then be done in like 3 months.
I'm Derek.
From where?
San Antonio.
I'm Kevin from Las Vegas.
All right.
Brayden from Austin.
All right. So what is the point of dating according to y'all? I'll start with you, Matt.
I think it depends on what point of life you're in. Like, as a youngin', you probably just go out, have fun, meet people. You know, you want to just date around and have fun. But the older you get, it's to eventually find somebody for the rest of your life. Yeah.
That's a good answer. What about you, man?
Man, my wife is right there listening to me. So, I mean, I guess that goes deep. Are we talking about just, like, on a date, or are you talking about relationships in general or dating?
We're talking about dating, and then you can go into a relationship if it's different, too.
I mean, I guess the purpose of a date is to try and, it's like feel out, see if that's the person that is worth your time or not, basically. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So, it's a trial and error situation.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm the only single one. I'm the only not married one that's still dating. So, I don't know, man. I was trying to think of something funny. For me, the point of dating seems to be to go on one date and then never talk to the other person again. That seems to be not the point, but that seems to be what happens. I don't know. That's a tough one. For me, I'm having fun. Yeah.
Okay. So when was the last time you were in a relationship?
2 weeks ago.
Okay. That's right. My man's here. That's good. All right, so I'm here with these great people, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves to y'all.
I'm Andrew.
All right.
Savannah.
I'm Matt.
Greg.
All right. So today we're going around and asking people their opinions. What's the point of dating to you?
Yeah. So for me, this is my fiance. All
right.
So the point of dating for me is trying to find out enough about someone to decide whether or not you actually want to be with that person. Right. And so over time, you actually get to learn enough and you get let in, right, step by step into their world. And then eventually you decide, like, hey, is this the person for me? Fortunately for me, I found her. She's going to reject me, you know, at some point in our lives. She might divorce me later. But, you know, the whole point is that you get that one step further in and you get let in and then finally find out, like, hey, does this work?
Fiance, that was a good answer. I'm going to let the fiance answer, too.
I was going to say to find out if you're compatible with someone enough for them to, like, are they your soulmate? Or is that your best friend? Is that someone you want to spend most of your time with? Like, I spend 90% of my time with this man. If I didn't love him, I wouldn't be here. So, I mean, finding your best friend, someone you want to spend every single day with.
My answer is better.
Shut up. This is why I'm nervous about our vows.
That's a good answer. That's a really good answer. What about you, my man?
Yeah, I was going to say it's the same sort of shit, man. Just find out somebody you're good friends with that you could also be intimate with, you know? Yeah, be great friends, be best friends that you could also be intimate with at the same time. Have two sorts of relationships at once, you know?
Short and sweet. That's good. That's really good.
To be honest, I am the opposite of all them. I got a black hole in my heart, and I'm trying to fill that hole. Maybe it's a soulmate, maybe it's a one-night stand, I don't know. You know, I'm just a guy trying to see who can help fill that hole. Maybe it's another guy, who knows? We don't know. Maybe it's a girl. Just that's it, you know? It's like who can go, you know, is it a round hole, a square hole? How can we fix that hole? Who knows?
Heard you, Greg, heard you. So,
what do you know that Foley was actually talking about Greg? Yeah.
I'm wondering. So you guys are together, obviously, but are you two... Okay, you guys are roommates.
The third one's gone.
Okay, okay. Cool. So how long have you guys been single?
A while.
What about
you? Yeah, about like 8 months now.
8 months? What is a while, Greg? A
couple of years, three. Yeah, definitely. Maybe four. I don't know. Just, you lose track of time trying to find your soulmate. But, you know, is time really the thing that we're looking for? Is it, you know, maybe 10 years go by, 20 years go by, or maybe it's just you see somebody across the street and you're like, that's it. That's the one. Yeah.
Can I give you a prompt?
Go ahead.
There's one lady in particular, if you want to ask him about dating, that you should ask about. Her name is Sarah. She's from Sweden. And I think you might have some followers.
All right. So according to your friend that didn't sell you out,
no, it's good. It's
give us some, you know, insight on this Sarah lady.
So I was in Breckenridge, Colorado earlier this year. Met probably the love of my life. Her name's Sarah from Sweden. And we hung out for a few hours, never got her number. I just found out she worked at a bakery. So I've been trying to find her at said, no, I wish it was the same bakery. I was trying to find her at said bakery. She said, hey, come in. We'll say hello. We'll break bread, so to speak. And never was able to find her. And then today, we did a little deeper research to try to find her. We did. We found out she was engaged. So the one that I thought got away did get away. So... That's just, you know, it all comes full circle. You know, if you don't take your opportunity, they're going to find a new one. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, Graham. Sorry you couldn't catch the sweetest fish.
I appreciate it. The sweetest fish.
We are with you, man. We're with you. Man, thank you guys. That was awesome answers, man. My man, good answer. Thank y'all, man. Y'all have a good night, all right? Bless y'all.
I'm Tiffany. I am from Midland, Texas.
Midland, Texas. All right. Nice to meet you, Tiffany.
I guess the point of dating to me just means you need to get to know who that person is. That's all. Yeah.
Okay, so you can get to know a person, you know, people who we work with or friends. So what's the difference between getting to know someone in that aspect versus in dating?
Well, when you're dating, I think you put them up to more of a test, right? Versus you're working with someone, you really don't care what they do. It's just that's a different relationship, right? But dating... I'll test your skills on every level. Most people never pass it, but, you know, some people date because they want to marry. I don't care for it, but it is what it is, right? Yeah. Different strokes for different folks.
So dating for marriage, and what are the other reasons for dating if not marriage?
Maybe a Ferrari. Is that okay?
That's real. All right. So are you in a relationship right now?
Not in a relationship. I'm still looking for the Ferrari. So
So
not a husband, but a Ferrari. The level is just
so
advanced, the
bezel is Tiffany stamped. So when was the last date that you've been on?
Last date, I don't even know. Probably about a couple of months ago.
Okay, and was it a good experience, a bad experience? No Ferrari, but you know.
They're all pretty good experiences. I just don't do the babysitting thing, so I kind of have a hard time afterwards. So.
Yeah, my name is Martez. We from Kentucky.
Kentucky. Yeah. KY, my name is Aaron.
Me personally, I feel like dating's like a way for you to like figure out what you like in life, you know what I'm saying? So you date different people to see like things you can deal with, the things you can't deal with, and that's the way for you to find your person. Like, so when you find your person, like, all right, I've been through this dating scene, like, I know what I like, I know what I don't like, and then you can find that person. So that's what I think dating's about. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
So date, man, I'm thinking long-term plan for sure. It depends on your age or what you're looking for, but being young, you can always, you know, go through them, but you're always trying to establish yourself. You're trying to find something that's long-term that you can really date to marry, right? So you can hustle together. You want to find you a life hustler with you so y'all can really have long-term goals and accomplish those together. So that's the point where I'm dating now. I'm not saving numbers unless it's, like, for real important. You know what I mean? Not to waste the time with it. Yeah.
So would you say that it's been a good endeavor so far? Like, you know, are y'all close to finding that one yet?
Man, we just figuring it out for the most part. Like I said, we've been in Dallas for like a year, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, just really figuring out the scene and things like that. So found the one, not just yet, but like I said, we just out here figuring things out.
How many dates you been in so far in Dallas?
I've been about like 4 or 5 dates.
How they go?
They've been good. Like I said, the girls a little, you know, different. You know, so coming from my small town and coming to the big city, you kind of just like, you just figuring it out because it's a different atmosphere for the most part.
What about you, man? What about you?
Yeah, so I'm actually new to Dallas. I've been here for like 2 months, and I just got out of a long-term relationship. Right now, you trying to, you know, find you that one, for real. So aiming on no dates yet, but we trying to see which one, you know, worthy of that, and then, you know, go from there. So I'm into the bracket's looking good, you know. What's out here is looking good. The market's nice. So we really trying to find out what I'm going to go into and invest in, yeah.
Shout out, y'all got social media you want to shout out, you can shout out.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, Martez Douglas. I mostly be on Instagram, Snapchat, Sigma. You can find me there too. So, yeah, for sure.
My name Aaron King, _95. That's on all my socials. So, yeah, hit me up on there. Ladies too, who been watching this right here.
Hey, them boys. Them boys single. Hit them up. All right.
We appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, man. Thank you, guys, man.
No problem, bro. Yeah.
Y'all
have a good night.
Y'all enjoy Dallas, man. It's a lot going on. Explore.
I'm Nicole.
Chibu.
Nice to meet you,
Nicole. So we are here in Dallas.
Hi, I'm Nicole Blankenship.
Where are you from, Nicole?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Born and raised?
Born and raised, baby.
Already. Nicole, what do you think the purpose of dating is for you? Like, what's the point of dating?
I guess for me personally, the point in dating is finding a partner that you can connect with on deeper levels outside of, you know, physical intimacy, emotional intimacy. It's more than that, right? It's a being able to be vulnerable and open and honest and having a safe place with that person. That to me is dating. And dating for me, I don't, you know, I'm dating to find the love of my life and, you know, live happily ever after. So that's just me.
To find a happily ever after. I get that. Okay. So, when was the last time you were on a date?
So I've had a partner for about 6 years.
Oh, okay. You pointed that way. He's right here.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have came in, man. You want to be part of this? And, you said for how long?
6 years, yeah.
Okay, and how has that been, you know, as a process?
It's been great, yeah.
That's good. That's really good, okay.